For the first time in 2026, am I the jerk?
You know, I feel like with a lot of people during the holidays shopping online, and maybe less people going physically to stores, you don't have a ton of jerk situations. I don't know how familiar you are, Travis, with the Beltline exit off of 67, with the Uptown Mall to the right and the other shopping stuff on the left. That can get packed. And you saw, I saw that's going, and I always avoid that exit. So I'm on the freeway and you see that, man, a lot of people still wait to the last minute and are still going physically to stores to get things for Christmas. It is amazing now that
it is.
People are, and I've always been a last minute dude. I'm never, planning ahead.
It's always the dudes. Like my favorite is like December 24th, all the videos on social media of just dudes walking around with one basket picking things up.
Just seeds and stems too.
Right.
Everything's picked over, everything's gone, and you're just so usually you'll get a ton of am I the jerk situations from the holidays or whatever. I haven't seen a ton here, but hey, you still have time. Am I the jerk 1310@gmail.com. Send those in. All right, let's start. You guys ready? Gents, I need guidance on the social interaction that keeps happening, and I'm not sure if I'm being a bit of a jerk. I'm walking behind someone into or out of a building, office, restaurant, or anywhere. They open the door, cross the threshold, and then stop. Right there, dead in the doorway. Like they forgot step two, fully enter or fully exit the door. They just stand there, blocking everyone behind them, staring at their phone or scanning the room like they've never entered a door before. I don't say anything. I don't do the flanking maneuver. I don't mutter like Matt might. I just stop, too. Stand silently, always with a friendly smile, waiting for them to remember how doors work. Eventually, it clicks. Their brain reboots. They usually apologize or mumble and move on. I'll admit, I kind of enjoy this little game. How long until situational awareness returns? It's usually just a second, but it's oddly satisfying, especially just standing there while they finally realize they're being an idiot. So, am I the jerk for letting that awkward pause exist, or is the person who forgets how doors work the jerk here?
Of course they're
the
jerk.
I'm just quietly waiting and having a little fun while I do it.
1000% they're the jerk.
I saw a version of this morning, but it's like parking lot. So like this lady walking down the sidewalk on her phone stops right in the middle of where you turn into our parking garage. Just stops.
Oh, as she's walking?
As she's walking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And there's a truck waiting to turn in. She's just kind of standing there, just kind of meandering. Incredible.
I don't, unless you are confused about which way you're walking, if I don't see the head turn and you're just standing there and then you continue to walk, that will elicit a very dirty stare.
I mean, you give it the courtesy honk like you do at a light when somebody's looking at their phone. I do the same thing. I'd wait like a couple of seconds and then be beep and they'd look at you and you're like, yes, did you not realize there's roads here?
But to block the entrance while you're walking is...
I'd be curious.
That's so egregious.
That's dangerous.
It depends on if he's saying it's just a second, then I would probably let the second pass. But if it's like 10 seconds, I'd walk around and be like, oh, you just wanted to stop right here, huh?
I never understand when people just stop in the middle
of aisles and stuff.
Or if you're in an airport and you're walking and everyone's just cruising along, yeah, and all of a sudden you just stop. Like if you have a situation, hey, let's do it just like traffic. Move over to the right.
Because they're rifling through a purse or looking in a bag trying to get situated. Like, get out of the way. Everybody else is trying to move.
And this is the biggest problem is that they think they're the only person on earth. And so they just stop wherever they want because to them, it is their earth and no one else could possibly exist.
Or we just teach situational awareness. That's all.
Which just be is, aware. I try to help these people.
Well, not like that.
I walk by and go,
that's
oh, not stopping right here, huh?
Yeah, that's
I would too. And then you just walk off.
That's not
And they
helping.
Kind of look at you and then you're like, oh.
Boy, he's in his own world over there.
Like I let people know since I've been going to the grocery store recently, their aisles in the middle of the, their carts in the middle of the aisle, and you got to be like, oh, no one else, huh? And they just kind of look at you and go, and they realize like, oh my God, there are other people in the world. I'm like, good job, man.
It's Matt's earth.
No, because I would never get in the middle. I stick to my side. Like when I turn down an aisle, if I'm going one way, it's like a road.
It's exactly. Why is that so hard of a concept?
I've never understood
but
that.
But there are times maybe where you kind of forget your situational awareness. Your timing is off maybe. And when it happens, you can, oh, I'm so sorry. And you apologize and everything is forgiven.
Right. Instead of looking aloof like, what?
Right, right.
What do you mean you need to walk in the middle of this?
It's almost
airport?
Like your reaction to it is
you
way
should
worse.
Climb over those chairs. I'm having a conversation here. That happened to me the other day at the store, actually. And I don't think I was a jerk now that this guy says this, because I needed to get some probably broccoli or something from the frozen section.
Some thick chicken?
Yeah, maybe. Extra thick maybe. Chicken.
Well, there was a cart, but this lady had a, it obviously was being used. It had groceries in it and there's a purse in it. And I needed to get in the door that cart was blocking to grab the vegetables that I wanted to grab. And I look around and this lady's seven doors down. So I look and then I look at the cart and I was like, well, I know what I want. So I push the cart out of the way and then she looks at me. She goes, oh, and she runs back. And I was like, did you want me to wait for a written invitation that it was okay for me
to
open
the door?
No, she just said, okay.
And then, sometimes you get out of yourself. I'm not saying everything is going to be perfect in every situation. You get out of yourself, but your reaction to, apologies. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. My bad.
I was like, yeah, I get it. It's your aisle. I understand.
Well, see,
you're so aggressive.
Right. I didn't say that. You know what I'm talking about?
You're escalating it to the point where
we'll have an issue if you say that, especially if I'm apologizing for it.
But you got to make a memorable impact so that they think about that and go, why did he say that?
But maybe that's why.
You know what? I need to be more cognizant of this.
Well, because he's a jerk, and then I'll write in to that show that does Am I the Jerk, not realizing that it's you.
Right. Some guy told me
they're getting defensive
because
you're attacking them.
I just thought that no one else would come down that aisle while I blocked all the doors.
Again.
And what's the explanation? I'd love to know.
Again.
There isn't a good one, but you don't
there
have to
are
rip
times
them.
That you get out of yourself, outside of yourself a bit, and things will happen where you have to apologize, and that's fine.
Maybe I'm too aware of other people and I need to be less aware.
I'll try. I have.
Maybe that's my goal for the year, be less aware. Just do. I'll drive in. Hell, I'll drive on the wrong way. Who cares? What difference does it make? And I'll just say, sorry. I wanted to go this way.
I should have a Justin email account, and I should have emailed into Am I the Jerk about some dude cooking chicken at his house.
Now my whole neighborhood stinks.
How does this guy not know? Turn down the damn heat, you idiot.
And the smoke kind of billowed into my home while I'm trying to
even
do
breathe
something.
While I was watching jerk football. Here.
There's another situation, and I really don't know how to handle this one. No, this is true. So. Okay. I have noticed that when, and it's not happening right now because it's been really warm, but when it was colder over the holiday season a couple of nights, my next door neighbor has an outdoor little fire pit. And one night I was sitting, I was like, man, it is, like you could smell it in the house. And so I was like, what smells? So I walked out my backyard, looked, and it's the fire pit. And because of the way the wind was blowing, and I was like, you know, whatever. They're just sitting out there. I'll just let it go. But then it happened again a couple nights later where, I mean, it's a really obvious smoke smell of somebody burning something. And I thought, like, I guess you just let it go, but it's permeating inside my home.
So but if it's a little cold outside and they have the fire pit, how are you smelling it? You have windows open in your house?
No, like it's.
He's running a dirty fire and he's got a lot of smoke.
So if you open up the door, it's like if someone's barbecuing in a neighborhood and you go in your backyard and you smell the barbecue.
No. This is, I was inside my house and smelled it. And I thought, man, it smells like somebody's burning something really close. So I went outside to see what was going on. And then I saw over my fence that he's got
that's something
fire
else if you can smell it inside
right.
your house.
I thought, but it's only if, like, obviously the wind would have to blow it
right.
my direction. But I didn't know.
Because you usually have that if it's cold and people have fireplaces. So you can, you know, see the smoke or smell. Oh, someone may be burning their fireplace, but I never smell it inside my house.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know.
Yeah, you just need to get that guy a fire management book, because I think that's what's happening. He's running a dirty fire.
Fire management book?
Like, yeah. Why is it so smell?
How to manage a fire.
So are you a jerk if you leave that on his porch? Ring the doorbell like a delivery driver and just walk off?
I don't think you have a lot to stand on when the smoke is billowing.
No, he's cool. Like, I thought about actually telling him, like, hey, when you guys do that fire, like, what are you...
Oh, if that's the neighbor, you know,
kind of
then
are
I
you
definitely
using?
Would do that.
Yeah, because it's like... If you're at a campfire and you're sitting around the campfire, then your clothes will smell like smoke the next day. It smells like that, but I can smell it inside my house.
Hmm. Yeah, ask him what kind of wood he's using just to get his attention that you can smell it in the house.
Like, hey, man, I don't know if you know.
It sucks.
I have a lot of experience with smoke.
And then he will ask you, what kind of chicken are you cooking, man?
How you approach a jerk scenario instead of...
Right.
Being a jerk back
like,
to
yeah, we noticed that the other day.
Hey, is that a chicken breast?
Like, your house smelled like burnt chicken.
Is that like eight chicken breasts stacked on top of each other?
What if that's his answer? He's like, well, you were burning stuff in your house, so we figured we would too.
And you go, all right, chemical, you know what?
Warfare.
All right.
Fair enough.
let's all try to cut back on that a bit then. How about that? Okay, I don't want to get into this next one because it will take a while. And we have a couple of more minutes. But I do want to address this because I've been thinking about this for a while. And maybe it's because I have a pet that this bothers me. Because in this day and age, as we just talked about when the segment started, of getting packages and deliveries all the time, I think it's a little bit of a jerk move when the drivers ring your doorbell and just walk off.
That's interesting.
Like, I know the package is there. You can just put it on my porch, take your picture, and right. walk off.
It's unnecessary.
I have ring cameras. Mm-hmm. I have everything to know if, even if I'm expecting this thing, that I'm going to look out for it. There is no need in the middle of the afternoon to deliver a package, ring the doorbell, and walk off. I think that's a jerk move.
It is.
We have our doorbell turned off. Doesn't ring in the house.
Okay. That's not a bad move.
But you want
it for the ring camera, of course.
We have the cam.
Right.
And it alerts the phone when it's all set up nice and proper.
But if they push the button, it won't ring out. Okay, I need that.
Yeah, because like, we've had times where our parents were not around our phone or something. They've come over to the house and ringing the doorbell for 5 minutes. Like, hey, we're outside. Sorry.
Huh.
It is.
Go in your settings.
I don't know what prompts someone to
It was preset when we moved in, though.
Can Donnie do it?
Yeah. You know who we're talking to here?
You should be able to do it on your app.
Somewhere in there.
How long have you known me?
You have a Ring app? Yes, you watched. I've seen you watch stuff on there.
But how long have you known me? When I was watching a football game and I couldn't turn it sideways. How long have you known me?
Yeah, this is an uphill climb.
Oh my God, that was. Oh, I forgot about that.
Thank you.
That's one of the most wonderful moments of my life.
I'm talking badly about myself. I know me.
It doesn't work.
You can tell me I can't.
My phone doesn't work like that.
You swipe like this. I am swiping. It's not. My phone doesn't do that. Like, dude,
he's got the most basic iPhone ever.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, no, like that. Go like this. And he goes, oh.
And that's why I asked the question, can Donnie do it?
All right. This
can
is very
I turn the doorbell off on my door, on my ring camera?
We should spend the next 7 minutes figuring this out.
Maybe. I don't know.
But
hey, I would suggest to all the wonderful delivery drivers out there. And I don't know if it's a requirement that they have to do it. Because everyone will not do it. I say stop. Even if you don't have a pet. It's just the unnecessary ringing of my doorbell that alarms everyone. Why is that so upsetting now in this day and age?
Because
a doorbell ring.
It's passed us by.
We used to love it. We would race to the door if our doorbell rang when I was growing
up. Because
you
didn't know who was going to be there. And now, especially if you see that they've got a camera for a doorbell, there's zero need to have... ring the doorbell. There's zero need
zero.
For a doorbell.
Zero.
Because that sound alerted you if you were somewhere else, but now everybody, it pops up, you see it. God, my ring camera will show up in my refrigerator.
Oh, look at you.
I mean.
Fancy pants.
The water out of the refrigerator. Yeah, my refrigerator has a video screen on it.
Fancy pants.
Kind of awesome. I always wanted it. And it's not even that expensive. I mean, as far as fridges go.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Consumer Matt. It's 1011 am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com.
Consumer Matt, there's a new
That's
one.
Where you send in those scenarios, and we will look forward to reading that next week. We do it every Thursday at 9:55.